Could different species of bees be better than the typical honeybee in pollinating almonds? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Jim Watts is with Watts Solitary Bees, also known as Mason or Blue Orchard Bees.
Yeah, so Blue Orchard Bees or Mason Bees are a fantastic pollinator. They pollinate in a completely different way. Honeybees collect a lot of pollen, but they stick it to their legs, it doesn't fall off, and then they tend to go to one flower.
Of a particular almond variety.
All day, too. So with our bees, they collect pollen on the hairs on their body. She goes from flower to flower. When she lands on a flower, a bunch of pollen falls off because it's not that sticky. So that makes her a great pollinator. She's bad at collecting pollen, but she's good at pollinating. And then they also fly randomly when they're in the orchard, so they'll visit different kinds of flowers. So if you are in a situation where you got different varieties have to be pollinated, and they're going to fly to those different trees, and they're going to cross-pollinate way better than a honeybee. So they're way more efficient. It only takes 1,000 of our bees to replace a honeybee hive.
And there's normally anywhere from 20,000 to 80,000 bees in a typical colony of standard honeybees.
Research shows you, because of the way they pollinate, you can get a bump in yield in your orchard. Of course, a lot of that will also depend about all your other practices.
Again, that's Jim Watts with Watts Solitary Bees, also known as Mason or Blue Orchard Bees. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.